If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Grown Dad Business. We're here in the dad quarters. Jason Clark is here.
Baby. It's cold outside.
We've been talking about Christmas carols.
It's not cold out either here in Pittsburgh. It's kind of weird today.
Yeah, it was 60 for no reason. Just on December 1st.
Let's not question scientists.
Or December 2nd, or I don't know. Yeah, no, scientists. Sure. What are they talking about?
Science has nothing to do with weather, right? Assholes.
Hey, you know, scientists. Just real quick aside, there was like 80 world-renowned scientists that wrote like a climate change like thing, and it was denied by some people.
Sure.
Some world leaders.
Yeah.
One of those scientists were one of the people that were like in charge of landing on Mars.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
He's an idiot. Doesn't make any.
Go play with your bankers.
He's the NASA like guy in charge of like geology on Mars.
Yeah,
and he was one of those people that dummy.
Nah.
What does he know? What's he talking about?
Global warming.
What?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's 60 degrees in Pittsburgh.
You should not be allowed to question a scientist's validity of their statements if you cannot recite every element on the periodic chart. Just saying.
That's bad.
My standard I'm putting out there.
I did that in 11th grade and I couldn't do it again.
No.
I remembered in 11th grade.
Yeah. K is potassium.
Oh, I'll never forget that. K. What's gold, Jay?
AG.
AU.
AU. Yeah. AU, you got some gold around your neck.
AU, where you get that gold? That's how I remembered it. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Guys, this is the episode about the periodic table of elements this week on Grown Dad Business. What are some other elements that have a weird... That's right, potassium's K. Mm-hmm. Gold is like AU. Oh, there's some weird ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, who cares?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't care either.
I wish I would have cared more about science, though. I was listening, obviously, with a lot, like you were talking about, people talking about scientists, and Melissa just went to She works for the American Heart Association, and they did an event at the Carnegie Science Center for STEM.
Oh, yeah.
And there were 6th and 7th grade girls from all over the city of Pittsburgh that came to all over the area of Pittsburgh, the suburbs, everything. They came to this event about the future leaders of science and their women, girls. Yeah. They really want it's incredible. And I just sat there and I thought, at what point do you say, I'm going to make a career out of science?
Yeah. I don't know.
I always thought it was interesting, but it was just something that I was like, I just have to do this to get this class over with.
Yeah.
I found it neat.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that were like, they go to college for like biology, or they want to be like, I don't know. I never understood.
I'm gonna
that
be
either.
A scientist.
Like, I don't even know what that means.
Where am I going to be a scientist?
Apparently, there's a lot of people that do it.
NASA.
Yeah.
Like that was the only thing.
Isn't
I could
funny?
Ever
that's
think
what I
of.
Think of.
But no, I mean, obviously, there's applied sciences everywhere in different industries. You know, whether you're working for PPG Industries and they're making glass and paint,
right?
They need
scientists.
They need scientists.
Yeah, I know people that do like drug studies and they're scientists.
Oh, I thought you were about to say I know guys that do drugs and they know their science.
I know people that are on heroin.
Yeah,
and they still know the periodic table of elements.
They're good with math, but only in quarters and eighths.
Yeah. Hey, I know all about science then.
Oh, my God. No.
What are you talking about?
No, that's
this
math.
Week. No.
That's math.
I know math then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a good scientist. I know what an eighth is.
Oh.
No, what? I don't know what we're talking about science, but
yeah, no, I don't
we
know.
We just started talking about Christmas carols, and we're just going to talk a little bit about it.
A little hot button topic.
A little hot button.
Yeah, a little hot button.
That's fine.
I don't think you should tease it in the title of this episode.
That's a good point.
I want people to come in.
So we'll call it like... just Christmas carols?
I don't know.
We'll get people, I posted it on my Facebook page. Maybe they'll have an idea. Mm. Yeah, but no, I didn't post much.
No.
People went nuts.
They did go crazy.
Whatever. Short intro.
That's
we're going to get into it.
Let's do it.
It's the holiday season. We're busy.
That's it. We got
this is
to
just... here we go.
Hustle bustle.
Here we go.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver.
Hey, that's my dad's name.
And Jason Clark. Not my dad, but he's a cool dude.
Rate and review.
Subscribe and share.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver. Yeah.
And Jason Clark.
Back to get super dope.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Grown Dad Business. We did it. The GDB. Keep trying to throw that out there.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we're just, I just hope I say the GDB enough where somebody's going to get a GDB tattoo. Because that's how you know you made it, Jay.
Yes, absolutely.
Like you get a, someone gets a the GDB tattoo.
Oh. I'm putting my money on Corey.
What's that? Corey's got some tattoos.
Yeah, I think Corey's going to.
Yeah, I think at this point, he has the number one fan belt.
Oh, yeah.
He has the Intercontinental title of fandom.
He does.
He's great. Always good feedback. Makes me smile. So thanks, brother. Appreciate
yep.
that.
Yeah.
That's what happens. If you get the Intercontinental Grown Dad Championship belt, which I just made up, which Corey has right now, Undisputed Champion, like, you know, you can make suggestions and, you know, we appreciate you giving shout outs. It's amazing. Thanks, dude.
Nice.
Dadding it up. But, hey, we started talking about Christmas carols. We started complaining about them. Because, I don't know, like.
Let's just get into it, man.
Dude.
Dean Martin's a damn dirtbag.
Dang.
Bing Crosby's a scumbag.
Okay, so.
Let's just start knocking off all these old dudes that were old white men that just wrote horrible, horrible packaged garbage and threw it out to the mainstream American people that didn't have anything to do. They didn't have televisions.
I thought we were going to trick people.
No tricks. I'm pissed off now. No,
we can't
I'm kidding.
We're not
I'm
pissed.
Kidding. No, I'm not.
No, it was just a funny thing that, like, so we were talking. We were going to talk about Christmas carols, and then mm-hmm. this, you know, article comes out that, like, the song "Baby, It's Cold Outside"
was taken off the air of an
Ohio
radio. Yeah. It was probably a couple now, but the original was an Ohio radio station. Mm-hmm. It made headlines that, you know, they took off this. They took off the air. They were no longer going to play "Baby, It's Cold Outside," and I silently applauded as people sent me messages going, "Dude, you were talking to me about this a decade ago."
Like, especially, like, if you're a funny dude, you've always been a funny guy. Mm-hmm. Funny people have picked up on this.
Yeah,
like
we're sort of, our ears are trained to pick up oddities and like make you go, "What the hell did they just say?"
So when I saw this article, and by the way, people losing their minds on. By the way, let me just throw this fact out there that people are losing their minds over one Christmas song not being on the radio because there's hundreds.
Yeah.
I'm not missing a song.
No.
Like, I don't. I'd be like,
you take one out of this.
Why
you know
didn't they play Dominic the Donkey? This is bullshit. Like, you know what I mean?
Like why do you. Yeah.
If you did not play that.
If that's if you feel that passionately about this stupid song, just take the L and shut the hell up. That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Back off.
But
we're going to give a.
Let's backtrack a little bit.
But we care enough to do a whole podcast about
who,
it.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, who, like, is it your wedding song?
Yeah.
Like,
Now, to clarify, who cares that you're not going to hear the song anymore?
Yes, that's what
we
I mean.
We care that the lyrical content that's been fed to
our that's what I mean.
Children.
Who cares that the song is
and
gone?
And it's like, yeah, who cares that it's gone?
Yeah.
But not like, yeah, we need to look at this and go, it's creepy.
Yeah. I put it on my Facebook page, like, because they're saying, like, oh, now all of a sudden this song is controversial. I said, comedians have been, like, pointing this song out in front of audiences
for a very long time.
For a long time.
And
it's a joke.
Yeah.
I believe it's a Saturday Night Live. Is it a sketch on something?
So Saturday Night Live did a sketch on Baby, It's Cold Outside a couple years ago.
Yes.
And it was more of, like, it was pointing to the fact of, like, what the –
Yeah.
You're wanting to do what?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Why am I what? Like, yeah. So yeah, they definitely did. And for me, I remember it hitting me when I was baking cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a whole setup in my kitchen. I got the music playing. I got half a bottle of wine in me. And, you know, the music's on. You're not really paying attention necessarily. And all of a sudden, I just, like, stopped and was like, what? Wait.
Yeah,
what,
yeah, yeah.
What?
I remember it years
what
ago.
What did he just say?
Just, like, being – I just remember years ago.
Yeah.
Just being in the car with my wife.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just driving and going,
what?
The song is
– yeah.
Sounds what like did she you
might,
just say?
Sounds like she might be being held against her will.
Yeah.
It's a very good possibility that she's also being drugged.
But, yeah, I also didn't realize how many people felt so passionately about.
They feel passionate about everything, though.
Just so leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like, we can't have nothing nice. Like, that's yeah. the. I'm like, huh?
Well, I was interested, and I didn't post anything on Facebook sure. or anything like that, but I did see it, so I decided to do what I generally try not to do, is I jump into the comment section just to do some light reading.
I did too.
And what I do here in Pittsburgh is that I see a headline and being like, how many comments do I have to read before it turns racist?
Oh, geez.
And this one got to two.
Woof, on what?
Two.
What was?
Two.
I don't even want to know, because that's just what happens.
It instantly went to, well, you're going to start doing this. What about the rap songs? What about these rap songs and this and that? And I step back.
Because, you know, they're playing that at preschools.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's part of the Christmas program with the kid playing the flute in the back row that's pretending because he didn't learn how to play it because his dad wouldn't let him practice in the house. And that's my story. I'm sorry. I'm feeling emotional about that. But anyways, no. My question was to this guy of just like, what radio station are you listening to these offensive rap lyrics on?
Yeah,
because
about?
I want that on my dial because right. I'm good with it. I'm okay. Like, really, what are you listening to on the radio that's open for the public domain to listen to? And a good point was made immediately after this by a good friend of mine, Mike Petito, that jumped on and goes, hey, man, rappers have been put in jail.
Yeah.
For the things they've said on stage.
Yeah.
You know, it's well documented in the movie Straight Outta Compton where NWA was told you cannot say the police in concert tonight in Detroit. And that's that is not creative license.
No,
they did not make that for the movie. That happened.
Yeah.
And they went on stage and Ice Cube looked and said, you know what? The police.
Yeah.
And got arrested.
Arrested.
All of them. So don't tell me, because Bing Crosby wasn't getting arrested.
I want to throw out, too, like if you're watching the very popular, marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes.
Great show.
Love it.
Bought stand-up comedy.
Yep.
Her and Lenny Bruce.
Yeah. Lenny Bruce.
Lenny Bruce. Now, she's a fake character based on a couple different things.
Yep.
But Lenny Bruce, in the late 50s and 60s.
That actor playing Lenny Bruce
so
is
good.
Amazing.
He was arrested for saying swear words.
Yeah.
Like, guys, like.
But if Lenny Bruce could have went on stage and sang Baby It's Cold Outside, and everyone would have been like, that's a good entertaining song.
That's a wonderful classic.
So here's the thing that the dads have been talking about leading into this. You could tell we kind of maybe got a little hyped up.
Well.
And we're just like, listen, sometimes there's things we don't delve into political arena on our podcast. We think that you have had a surrounding your whole life. You should be able to put this podcast on.
We love people's opinions.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to live, be you.
Yeah,
like,
be
you.
You
know what I mean? If you is, you know, but that's also, you know, people have the choice of being an a-hole too.
Right. Yeah. And so we don't generally get into controversial topics, and we're not trying to be controversial.
We're
not sitting here telling you that what we're saying is right. But what we are saying is we're right on our own opinion of what we feel.
Yeah.
Everyone is going to look at this through a different prism, and in everything.
Yeah.
When you look at it from a different prism, a different life experience, I respect your view, but I respect that you're also wrong. I respect that you're different than me, and that it's just not fit my narrative. I've said this for years. This has nothing to do with what I felt about the Me Too movement making me have a heightened awareness.
Right.
I felt this about this song 10 years ago
as
a father of a little girl that's reading the lyrics going, she just said, no, no, no.
Yeah. Three times.
In one sentence.
Yeah.
And he's like, let me pour you another drink or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, the whole idea of it is so creepy. Like, can we just not I don't care if you're thinking of it in a context of the 1930s of when it was written. Mm-hmm. Did you watch Mad Men? I got through Mad Men half a season and couldn't handle how the women were being treated.
I know.
That's what this was to me. Well, is like we're accept. Well, you got to accept the way it was then.
Well, no,
then
you
they
don't.
Only play it in the 30s because the shit don't work right. in the aught 18s.
Right. And I, you know, and I brought up a thing too where it's like, you know, there are things in the past that, you know, art reflects life, right? Isn't that the saying, like, art reflects life?
Sure.
And you're going to have art that reflects life of the day.
Sure.
You know, and I brought up, not to get all deep, but, like, I brought up, like, the old movie Birth of a Nation, which is mm-hmm. basically celebrating the Confederacy and slavery.
Right.
An incredible feat in filmmaking.
Yeah.
But no one wants to watch it because it's like, this is celebrating a lot of nasty things. Yeah. Like, yeah, art will imitate life. Like, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that, you know, this song was written in 1936.
It didn't stand the test of time. That is a saying.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? That didn't age well.
There are
like,
jokes,
that's a thing. That's what it means.
Yeah, there are jokes in movies in the 90s
yeah.
that were like, ooh.
Oh, there's ooh. Whole movies in the 90s.
Go watch Police Academy.
Oh, my God. Listen,
there's stuff where you're like, we probably should not be saying stuff like that to people. That was me.
Biff was straight up raping Marty McFly's mom.
The whole movie is about Biff wanting to rape his mom.
Yeah, like, come on.
He also stops him from raping his mom.
Revenge of the Nerds. Oh. Listen, I was, it's funny. I like how we're going here. I do. Because the whole idea of media, and I think about, I'm a child of the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you think about what I was being fed mm-hmm. on television
yeah.
and in movies, especially as a child.
I mean, heck, we just talked about wrestling and I grew up through D-Generation X.
Yeah.
And
right.
it was horrible.
Yeah.
We were
watching some clips and we were like, oh.
I was like, did
no.
I watch that when I was 15?
Yes, you did.
I'm like, ooh, I was probably so imitating that.
Yeah. So then that carves out in your head and so you wonder why we've got a problem right now in 2018. In the last couple years it's been heightened.
Yeah,
you know, we've always had the problem. The
right.
problem is that we raised a bunch of horny adolescent boys that are now men
yeah.
that are now sitting on Supreme Courts because they're able to go and do what the fuck they want because they were born. He's my age.
Yep.
That is accepted behavior. Yeah. It's
Animal
locker
House.
Room talk.
Animal
it's
House.
Animal
Porky's.
House. Porky's. All
totally
those
fine.
Shows that I watched. And even the shows that
but
the
no
movies,
one ever said, hey, that's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
Well, what are you talking about? It's yeah. the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Chicks and beer?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Were you gay?
Yeah. You fag?
Yeah.
Like, that's
I've gotten
the next
that.
Thing.
I've
sure
gotten
you
that.
Have.
Where I'm like, oh, that, I'd say something like, that doesn't hold up. And they're like, what are you talking about, dude? And I'm
yeah.
like, just, like, I don't know. But, I just,
yeah.
looking out for women, bro.
I'm like, just, I don't know, yeah. Like, I just want to be a good person.
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to be a good
dude. That seems like that's not being a good person. Like, I don't have all the answers.
I know we're going
in. We are. And I try, and we've had discussions of, like, are we going to do a podcast about this? And I always honestly would love to do one where we do sit down and we do sit down with our friends and, sure. and have this discussion because I want to be better.
Right.
I want to do the right things.
Sure.
And I don't want to be a false friend.
Right.
I don't want
right,
to be a
right.
false friend. I want to be true. And I'm true in my heart to what I believe. And I raised in a powerful, strong young woman.
Right.
That you know what, man, she's forging her way in life. But here's the deal.
Right.
Could have I been better?
Right.
And I'm thinking about, boy, how many people are influenced by that life, what they came up in? Like, it makes no, you know, the whole idea of those movies and the way that things were portrayed and how men, you know, reacted to women and that, you know, you talk about
right.
this song and they're like, well, you know, it was the 30s. And it's like, yeah, like he probably slapped the shit out of her if she said no.
Yeah, that's
like,
the
I don't
thing.
Know. I'm running
no,
my own narrative.
I know, but
I don't know.
No, right. Like you're saying like, oh, well, you're taking it out of context and, you know, there's things.
I might
and
be.
I'm like, might be.
I
sure.
might be.
You know, and
I don't know where Bing Crosby's head was. He was
right.
probably high on an 8-ball of coke at the time when he wrote this thing. Because Bing Crosby's probably a garbage human being.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Who wrote it?
I don't know.
Did Bing Crosby write it?
I don't know. He sang it at one point. I don't know. But I don't know.
Frank Losser.
Oh, that Frank Losser?
Do you know Frank Losser?
Why don't you pull up all the other songs that Frank Losser wrote? I'd be like to see what his narrative was as a collection.
I like his hit song, Don't Unlock That Closet Door.
Yeah, or the other party favorite, 7 Minutes in Heaven.
Yeah.
Like, that was a game that we played as kids.
I like his hit song, Keep This to Yourself If You Knew What Was Good For You.
I'm serious. I want to know what Frank Losser wrote.
Okay. Go ahead. Look that up.
Go ahead.
See, here's the thing. So, you know, this comes up like almost, I feel like it's come up almost every holiday.
It has.
For the last 10 years. Like,
I got so many personal texts and Facebook posts and messages going, when this broke, dude, you were talking to me about this 5 years ago. I'm like, I know.
You know how I was saying, like, it's something that comedians have been talking about?
Yeah.
Even before you were a comedian, you were a funny guy.
Yeah.
And you're bringing it up like, hey, guys, let's talk about this. This is ridiculous.
Right.
Like, you're doing bits at work on it.
So I'm starting to type in who wrote, you know, this song, and I put in who wrote, and the number one thing was the Declaration of Independence. See, that's what's wrong.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong in America.
This, you know, we got. I mean, it might be all 10-year-olds doing a project.
It might be
Googling, but Frank Losser is spelled O L O E S S E R, I believe, something like that. You want to look it up?
Yeah, there it is, Frank Losser.
But so like we've been talking about.
Dude, he looks like he was pervy. Yeah.
What does he look like? Let me see.
Oh, hold on.
You guys gonna look him up?
Dude, pervy.
Oh, look at his face.
Oh my.
Creeping.
Oh, look at that face.
Google. He's like, yeah.
Luke, that dude, weird looking, right?
Creepy dude.
Creepy.
Yeah. Creepy
yeah,
dude.
We got
Good
the
call.
Nod from
yeah,
Luke.
My kids got shady detectors. They know what's up.
They know what's up.
See, here's the thing too. Like we've been talking about, and I guess. I would always listen to the lyrics as they're playing. So it comes on, mm-hmm. and you're with a friend, or I'm with my wife, and you know, and you're like, oh, you know, oh, listen to this. This might be the first time I just sat down and read the lyrics.
Right, and I did that years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's just. Do you want to just go? Like, look. When I posted it on Facebook, Jay, like, and everyone was kind of like, "What's the big deal?" And I'm like, am I wrong? Like, oh, am I crazy? Like, you know, I trust people. I trust your opinions. You know, I want to listen to you. And then I was, what are you laughing at?
I got Frank Losser's entire collection in front of me. And just without any context of what these songs are, I only have the titles.
Okay, hit me.
Ready?
The guy who wrote Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, It's Cold Outside, number one.
Here's his other hits.
Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Vic, you're making this up.
Nope. Inchworm. I'll know. Ouch, my feet. He's into feet.
He's into feet guy for sure.
Sue Me.
So Sue Me.
The song is called Sue Me. Happy to Keep His Dinner Warm.
Jeez.
A Secretary Is Not a Toy.
Dude,
oh my
hold
God.
On. Jason just broke the case. Jason just broke. Listen, let me tell you something right now. This is like you finding the shooter on the grassy knoll, Jason.
Follow the fold. Read what you want into
I
that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Guys and Dolls, I'll Know.
Maybe he wrote.
Oh, that's from Guys and Dolls.
He wrote for. Yeah,
that's
okay.
How horrible we are.
Oh,
we don't
know
this
about.
Guy. This guy wrote Guys and Dolls. Songs for the Guys and Dolls, maybe?
Well,
I'm not a musician. I don't like musicals.
My brief stint in musicals, and I'm sure.
Take Back Your Mink.
Yeah, because you didn't put out, probably.
So, yeah. So, it looks like.
We have some musical friends, and I do.
Yeah,
and
they're going to call me out on this stuff.
Well, no. In my musical phase, I did learn about some musicals. And from what I understand, like, even musicals that were written back in the day, they've changed them dramatically.
Oh, they just changed the lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if anybody, we could ask our friend, my sister, Missy Marino. Mm-hmm. She could probably point to quite a few things where they changed the context of some things, you know.
So Sumi is from, yeah.
Guys
so,
and Dolls.
So it looks
right?
like he wrote a lot for Guys and Dolls. So now okay. I've got to watch Guys and Dolls to find the undertones of how much of a garbage musical that is. I don't know. Musical Friends, I don't know.
Guys and Dolls has done a lot in high schools. I know that's a popular high school musical, Guys and Dolls.
Yeah, I don't
Probably because
that.
They can fit 60 people in the show. A lot of groups of Guys and Dolls dancing.
So I just pulled up the lyrics for...
I don't even know if I could dig
for
into
For Sue Me. You promise me this, you promise me that. You promise me anything under the sun. Then you give me a kiss and you're grabbing your hat and you're off to the races again when I think of the time gone by.
Wait, that sounds like you gave me a kiss and now you're leaving?
Adeline, Adeline.
And you're not going to do anything
else?
Adeline
says, and I think of the way I tried. Adeline, I could honestly die. Call a lawyer and sue me, says Nathan. Sue me. What can you do me? I love you. Give a holler and hate me. Hate me. Go ahead. Hate me. I love you.
Okay, so this dude.
She's coming back at him. The best years of my life, I was a fool to give you. He says, all right already. I'm just a no good Nick. All right already. It's true. So new. Sue me. Sue me. What can you do me? I love you. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Sounds like he feels like a very privileged man.
I don't
know. Like, how dare you refuse me on everything?
Oh, she's put him in jail. When you wind up in jail, don't come to me to bail you out. Oh, shit went south for good old Nathan in this song.
Can we go back to the other songs? Like, what's the one song, Bitch, Keep My Dinner Warm? What's it called?
That's what it was.
What's that called?
When I Get Home from the Factory. Like, those are the things that you're just like, oh. So, I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. And also, let's just... what's it called? My Secretary Is Not My Toy?
That's the one. That's the one.
Uh-huh.
Let me find that one. Keep the people busy.
Wow.
A secretary is not a toy. And it's going to... Okay.
A secretary is not a toy. Like, this is Mad Men. This is like if anybody watches that, there is a context of...
God, I hate that. I hate that show.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you think there are men that misbehave today... What about when we lived in a time where women like could not even like buy their own house or get a bank loan? Like, this Baby That's Cold Outside was literally written 30 years before women were not allowed to get a bank loan without their husband or father. Like,
it does seem like a secretary is not a toy. It's definitely, again, he's writing, these are for musical plays.
Right, yeah.
These are definitely for musicals.
Well, and there's a lot of songs in musicals that are very like, hey, girl, hey.
Yeah, yeah. So like this guy's like, yeah. gentlemen, the secretary is not a toy. No, my boy, not a toy to fondle and dandle and playfully handle
well,
in
that's
search
nice.
Of some peril joy. Now, again, it's being told through this character.
Yeah.
No, a secretary is not, definitely not a toy. Executive one says, you're absolutely right, Mr. Brat. Executive two says, we wouldn't have it any other way, Mr. Brat. Executive three, it's a company role, Mr. Brat. The executives, a secretary is not a toy.
Oh, this is from the musical.
No, my boy, not a toy. Do not go jumping for joy, boy. A secretary is not. A secretary is not. A secretary is not a toy. A secretary is not a pet, nor an erector set. It's like reading like a Dr. Seuss porn book. It happened to Charlie McCoy. Boy, they fired him like a shot the day that fellow forgot. A secretary is not.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. She's a highly specialized key, component of operational unity, a fine and sensitive mechanism to serve the office community. With a mother at home she supports.
This song was written last year.
And you'll find nothing like her at FAO Schwartz. A secretary is not to be used for play therapy. So,
wow.
But let's talk about this for 1 second. They're saying this is not. So that means that they've got to combat the fact that they were treated this way. boys, like, listen, you heard about old Smithers down the hall.
Yeah.
Used his secretary like a toy.
It's such a thing where they all got together and sang a song like, yo.
Yeah. Yo, let's get together.
Pump your brakes.
Be good to the girl you employ. Boy, remember, no matter what neurotic trouble you got.
Yeah.
And then they just keep going. Yeah.
Well,
oh, the secretaries are chiming in.
Ooh.
A secretary is not a thing wound by key, pulled by string. Her pad is to write in and not spend the night in.
Jeez. Oh,
it's that. What, I don't know what we're doing.
You
but
know.
Anyways.
So the point is, is Baby It's Cold Outside creepy?
Yes.
Yes. It's creepy.
It's creepy.
Now, we've heard different contexts where people saying, well, you know, the woman's choosing and she doesn't, the negativity comes from, you know, she doesn't want society, you know, judging her for sleeping over a man's house. And oh, sure. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Totally down with that. Fine. Yeah. But this is the first time that before we started, we were like, let's go through every lyric word for word. And I don't know if I'm sure this being a news story in the last couple weeks in December, you know, that people have done this, but this is for us and our friends and fans. And so when Jason started and I started going through it, I mean, literally the first line is like, I really can't stay. I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Like plain and simple.
Yep.
But then we started breaking through them. And, you know, when people, you know, then you get through the first verse of it's like, oh, well, my mother will start to worry. My father will pace, you know. But then, like, I mean, dude.
I'm just saying, no, no, no. Like, yeah. It's just, I'm just. That's,
like, it starts getting more like, I know she says the neighbors might think, okay. But then, this is the line that always, so what's in this drink?
Right?
Ugh. And he changes the subject.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk.
And says, "Oh, there's no cabs out the outside right now."
Yeah,
so,
don't worry about the yeah.
I'm just gonna change the subject.
If it was an upstanding dude, he'd be like, "It's just some bitters."
Like she says, "Like I wish I knew how to break this spell." Like, okay, maybe she's
Spell is she under?
Oh, maybe she's under a spell.
You ever been roofied? You feel like you're
spell?
Under a spell.
I don't know.
You're
gonna cause. Or maybe spell. It's her own. Like, oh, I'm feeling a little excited
tipsy.
For you. Maybe.
Oh,
I don't know. She's excited. I don't know. At least I'm going to say that I tried. That's another one. After she says, no, no, no. Yeah. Break the spell. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks well. I ought to say no, 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 sir. Mind if I move in closer?
I mean, and that is one thing I would do. So what I did the first time when I discovered that this was a problem, when it popped in my head, I printed the lyrics out.
Yeah.
And I did them with my wife and my daughter and my son in a room.
Oh, yeah.
Basically did a live read of it. And I did it in a creepy voice.
Yeah.
And I was just like, just think of it in this context.
Yeah.
And like Team Clark was down with like, this is garbage.
Well, this middle verse is the one that's like, so I ought to say no, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read the dude parts? Creepy. You read
the
dude parts.
I don't have it up
in
anymore.
Context.
I was deep in the.
It was right. It's right in.
No, I remember I pulled up Frank Loesser's collection.
That's
let me
right.
get back.
Well,
give a couple pages.
Yeah. So it really gets.
All right. So where were you?
Yeah, where she says I ought to say no, no, no.
Oh, I gotta find it. Okay.
Yeah. I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Hey, what's a sense of hurt in my pride?
Okay, that line right there. Like,
I mean, how many guys have been just like, dude, just finish me. Like, can I at least finish? Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm visioning there.
I mean,
you got me to this point.
I mean, look, saying what's the sense of hurt in my pride? I mean, earbuds. Okay, he's like, oh god, you ever see these assholes? Like, oh, you gonna leave me a blue ball?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Let's be real. Dads are being real, right?
I bet you that if we
reach,
I bet it,
we're breaking down the lyrics.
I bet you that we could reach out to 10 of our friends, our female friends, and say, have you had this said to you?
We know,
and
we
you know they're
that,
gonna
buddy.
Say,
I know,
yes.
It's like you're gonna hurt my pride.
It's pride. What's the pride?
I really can't say, baby. Don't hold out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
There's some other good ones. My sister will be suspicious. Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Oh my God.
Okay, all right, you know.
Who cares what you think?
I mean, you know, compliment your girl, I guess. I don't know. He says your lips look delicious.
Yeah.
Twice, by the way.
Oh, he does. That's horrible lazy writing.
So but here's the thing. So while she's saying my sister will be suspicious, he's just like, gosh, your lips look delicious.
Oh, my God. Rub
my
the
brother
lotion.
Will be there.
Rub,
at the
rub
door.
The lotion on the body.
She's like, my brother will be at the door waiting for me.
Waves
upon
a
tropical
shore.
Like, what the? Like, she's like, my family's going to be worried that I'm out this late. And he's like, he's twice. Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Yeah, back
like,
to your lips.
My family.
Wait, what lyric? So the lyric I have there is my maiden's aunt's mind is vicious. What lyric is
oh,
that?
Yeah, it's probably some crazy aunt who's like, you're just a floozy.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
You better
right.
come home.
But she does, you know, she's going to smoke another cigarette.
Yeah. You've really been grand. And he goes, I feel when I touch your hand.
Ugh.
But don't you see how can, and then he goes, how can you
do this
thing
to me?
once again, we know what you're talking about, yeah, bro.
Like we got it. We've seen the movies.
I know Dirtbag.
We've seen 16 Candles.
Yeah, we
16
know
Candles.
How this works.
Jake Ryan gave his girlfriend to Anthony Michael Hall for the night,
yeah,
and
true.
He pilled her up and had mm-hmm. sex with her. That's the movie I was raised on.
Does not hold up.
That was a movie that is thought of as a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to leave me like this? How are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
Yeah. Well, but here's the line at the end of the song.
Bring it home.
The line at the end of the song, she says the same thing that she says at the beginning of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of the song, she says, I really can't stay. And he says, baby, it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the song, she says, I really can't stay. And he says, get over
that old doubt.
Oh, I got out.
Yeah, see, there's different lyric versions.
Oh. So
but that's fine.
That can't be branded. Someone's going to say, well, you can't use that then.
Old out, old doubt. Like, he's basically saying, hey, listen, get over it. We've already talked about this.
I looked up the original lyrics by Frank Loesser in 1936. And the last line he says is, get over that old out.
Okay.
So basically, she's like, well, it's, you know, I really can't stay. And he's like, you know what? Quit giving me all these excuses.
Yeah.
That's how I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, quit giving me the same old excuses, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa, here's another fun fact.
Ooh.
This song was originally written by Frank Loesser and his wife.
Oh.
Loesser is known for writing music for musicals such as Guys and Dolls and The Most Happy Fella. Hmm. The latter of which was co-produced by his wife. Mm-hmm. The song won the Academy Award for being performed in the film Neptune's Daughter.
This song.
In 1949.
Okay.
Dean Martin recorded his version of the track of his album A Winter Romance in 59.
Mm-hmm. So since he wrote it with his wife, it's all good. Is that what do you think?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying like someone could say that, right?
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, well, it's about him and his wife. But then again, like, you know, I mean, women at that time were in the system. Does that make sense? Like they were complacent with how things were happening.
I'm not saying that because his wife was part of the writing process that doesn't make it any less creepy.
Sure. Oh, no. I'm just saying like some people might say that, oh, well, see, he wrote it with his wife. So then it's definitely a consensual couple.
Well, maybe they're into key parties.
But what I'm
I don't know what
is,
they're down with.
What I'm saying is like.
I think the Loesser family's into some seedy underground.
I think the women
eyes wide shut stuff.
The women in 1936 weren't as woke as they are today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, she was like, this is normal. this is how he met me.
Well, that
he gave me more to drink and made me stay over.
Yeah.
This is how we met.
And when we had kids. I mean, there is. That's the argument. That this took place in a different time.
Yeah.
And that's fine. What I'm saying is it needs to stay then.
Let's not continue
it did not age well.
Celebrate it.
No. It like, doesn't need to be on my car radio with my kid in the car seat listening
or
to
like I'm fairly sure like in some of the musicals they have changed a lot of lyrics to kind of go with go with how society's evolving. It's creepy
and it just doesn't
when you look at the lyrics it's not just one or two.
Is it not better to err on the side of good?
Right. Well, people are saying now they're going to, well, then they're going to get rid of this song and this song. And
Okay, then.
Like, okay, it's a song.
Yeah. Start naming them. What songs do you want to get rid of?
Yeah.
I'm down with 16 Candles never being on TV
again. I look
again.
At it like this.
I liked it. And now I'm just like, no, it's garbage.
Right. I look at it like this, okay? To me, it sounds a lot like a horny dude coercing a mm-hmm. girl to stay at his house.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you think of like, oh, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal is that my little kids and my girls
mm-hmm. That's what
listen
it is.
To music. Mm-hmm. And they listen to Christmas music.
And they listen to words.
And my daughter is a little detective, the
she
oldest
is.
One. You guys
She's
know her.
She's very smart.
Becca the professor.
Okay? She knows what those words are.
She's going to hear those lyrics and go. Like,
that doesn't make sense.
Huh. He's being very aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, why is.
What's in his. Dad, like, how are you. Listen. How are you answering the question. Supporter of this song when your 9, 10, 11-year-old daughter says, Daddy, what is in the drink?
Yeah.
What did he put in it? What's in her drink? Why doesn't she know what she's drinking?
Or just like the overall concept, I think, of our daughters thinking about the concept of the song saying, okay, so boys are really aggressive, and I should just give in.
And did you not tell
and
me?
And I should just tell
Mom
him,
and Dad, didn't you tell me that no means no?
Yep, that's right.
Didn't you teach me that no, I mean, if I don't feel comfortable and I say
here,
no,
yeah,
then the answer is no. That mm-hmm. woman said no three times, mm-hmm. and he's still pouring drinks.
The whole song
yeah.
is her saying,
no.
No, I have to leave.
I have to leave. I want to leave this situation.
And, I mean, maybe we're being snowflakes. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Tis the season.
I'm a good snowflake.
I don't. I mean, but like, I'm just like, yeah, it doesn't hold up.
No, it's okay.
It's
like
okay.
we said, there are movies that
it's
we loved,
song.
That we grew up with,
yeah.
that we loved, and it just said, oh, I'm not going to watch this. I don't support this. I have matured. I have grown. It is. It,
there
you
are
know,
movies that there are movies and songs that reflect the mm-hmm. societal views that are not accepted anymore.
Right.
You know, there are flags that
are
from losing armies
yeah.
that should be taken down.
Yep, that's it. Don't celebrate your losses like that. Mm-hmm. Learn from them. Be better. Holy shit.
But, I mean, that's just...
Listen, how many times do I dial up a comic that I adored when I was a kid?
Yeah.
And put it on now
yeah.
and be like, ugh.
I know, yeah.
It's just not for me.
Yeah.
And listen, if you're... No, I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
I'm
but
not,
I mean,
I'm
so.
Not. Listen, if you're Andrew Dice Clay still doing the same material and you're the person that's
right.
shelling out $30, $40 to go see him do the same shit he was doing when you were in middle school, I think you need to look at yourself.
Right. I mean, hey, so the dads, we rate it creepy.
It's got the dad creepy rating
we
on it.
We're rating it creepy.
It's creepy.
You know.
Hey, put it on your playlist if you want it.
Go ahead.
It just doesn't need to be on my public radio.
No, I don't care. Whatever. Like, come on.
No.
This is the most controversial episode.
This is very controversial.
Is this at a
I'm
time
I'm glad we
where,
agreed.
Is this at a time where we're like, do we do a thing where that was good, right?
At the end, it's our after show show.
It's a surprise,
it's,
but
yeah,
Jason, tell them.
Yeah,
we're working on
we
it.
We sit back afterwards and we do another like sort of recap afterwards where we look at you and go, well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was good, right?
Was that good, right?
And then we talk for like 10 more minutes and we're thinking maybe we should record that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just record about how good that was.
Yeah. When we talk about like, but it's not like, yeah. it's usually like, that was good, right?
That was good, right? We should try it. Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Will they hear us?
Everything that you do. Yeah.
I mean, we have some things coming up.
Yeah. There's
you've got a Jason Clark-less episode coming soon, right?
What?
Are you recording one without me?
We
are
did.
You not?
We did.
Oh, that's right.
We had Susan Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I'm time jumping.
But sometimes we record out of order. It's, you know, it happens, you know.
But yeah, so, but then but, this, yeah, so this is Christmas. This is
Yeah,
this
no,
is one
this
that,
is.
God almighty, we brought, this was our last episode before Christmas?
No, this is,
no,
this
we'll
is
have
released,
more?
This is released December 11th.
We're
right.
going
to be,
we're
going to
bring
have
some
a
joy.
Christmas one
Let's
next week.
Let's bring some joy for Christmas next week.
We're going to skip Christmas week because we would release on Christmas morning.
Oh, right.
So, you know,
yeah.
and then New Year's Eve. So I don't know what the hell we're going to do.
Yeah.
Because our release days are Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Oh, we'll have to,
so,
yeah.
We'll see
yeah.
what happens.
But Stand Up Get Down, December 29th.
Yes.
Nice New Year's weekend at the Arcade Comedy
Theater. It's going to be a fun one.
So we're going to have a good time. Lineup is going to be
yeah
dope.
And this week I'm in Albany, New York. If you guys are interested in that, I'm headlining half the weekend. I'll be there with my friend Colin Chamberlain.
Oh,
that'll
such
be
a
nice.
Sweet boy.
And guys, I'm spending New Year's Eve in Virginia. I'm doing Causey's Comedy Club in Newport.
Causey's.
Newport News, Virginia.
Get it.
It's a good spot.
That's awesome.
Good little it's a Navy town.
Oh yeah.
Good Navy town. Love it.
That's awesome.
It's good. Well, we did it, Jay. We'll see. Let's
we'll catch the feedback.
Sit by
on
the
this
email
one.
And
Wait
the comments.
For the feedback.
See what happens.
This might be the last episode. You grant your own dead. No.
What? No.
What do we want to do?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We're not controversial. We're allowed to have an opinion.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, come.